that he is the God in human form, came down here to get knowledge about humanity and teach us.
Well, he actually was fully God.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And he came down to become a sacrifice for sins and to lead the way for us to eternal life. Because the Bible says without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sins. Do you know anything about the Old Testament, how they used to sacrifice animals on the altar?
Yes.
Yeah. So Christ, God, the Creator himself, came in the form of man, like you said. And he died to shed his blood for the remission of sins for you and me and my brother and my other brother down there and my husband. And if we repent, like we're talking about, that means turning away from your ways and your life and your sins to follow after him. He made the way for us. He has the keys to hell and death. He is life. And we can have eternal life with him if we repent and we're born again. That means he gives us his Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God. And he makes us have the power and the strength to overcome sin and to follow after him. And you were saying something. You said mediator? Is that what you said? Yeah, he's like the advocate and the mediator between us and God, but he was God himself too. Isn't that pretty awesome? And then we have the Holy Spirit to help us. And so I kind of walked you through the gospel that the churches aren't teaching. Like you said, they all have a different thing that they're teaching, right? There's like 40,000 different ones. But there's one God, one Savior, Jesus Christ, one word, the Bible, one truth that came from Christ, and one body of Christ. And we're all supposed to speak the same thing. And you know what that means? It's not the churches that were made of man hundreds to a thousand years later. It's the New Testament body. Do you know? It's supposed to be like a family. Brothers and sisters in Christ. Not just one man taking everybody's money and telling them what to do.
And giving his own ideology.
Right. It's supposed to all come from the scriptures, from the Bible.
What I don't understand is, and the Old Testament came before the New Testament, right?
Uh-huh.
And that was basically a Jewish book, not like a Jesus. Well,
but it's all inspired word of God. It's all from God. Okay, the people who wrote it were inspired by God. And so what that does is that shows God in the beginning, how he created the earth. And it's an archetype of how his people are going to be in the New Testament. He had Israel be totally different than the world. Don't eat this, don't do that. Don't associate with certain people. Be called out and special and separate. And everybody could see the Israelites were different than everybody. That's how God's people are today when they're born again. They don't look like, act like, or participate in the things of the world. And you can see, that's my husband over there. He looks different. I look different. We act different. We came from the world. We were drinkers and partiers and sinful people. But when we repented and he gave us the Holy Spirit, we became a new creation. It's pretty awesome. So our sins are washed away. We walk in holiness and obedience. We might slip into sin, but we repent right away.
Right.
And we get up and get going. And then we come out and preach the gospel, which changes people's lives. The people like you and some of the other people that came by.
Yeah.
Tell you what, our email is on there. Our website is huge. It's got thousands of teachings and articles, audios, videos to help people.
Yeah.
We don't take anybody's money. And our email is on the back there.
Yeah.
My husband, my young brother's down there on the other corner there. Right. He'd be happy to answer questions for you.
Let me ask you something, though.
Uh-huh.
I just, like, my thoughts is that, like, I personally, I do believe in God.
Uh-huh.
I believe in God.
Okay.
But my question is that, why do you think he would create a world where, like, basically this world, like, you even say it on your signs, this world is ruled by Satan.
Yep.
Why do you think he would do that? Like, or whatever God, the universe, or whatever kind of terminology you want to put behind the force that created this reality, why would he even create suffering in the first place?
Well, he didn't create it. See, when God created it all...
If he's the creator of all things, then
you know what the answer is?
He created Satan as well.
It's called free will. He created us to have free will, and Satan had it also. Satan chose evil.
But is it really him? Some other force outside of us that created us? Or is it like through us?
Oh no, it's God the Creator in the beginning. God created the heavens and the earth.
Where is that located?
Where's what located? he's omnipresent.
God, heavens, earth.
Yeah, he's omnipresent. We're on the earth and he's in the heavens. But omnipresent means he's all, he's everywhere. He can see it all.
So technically we're like a fractal of him.
No, the only people who would have any part of him would be those who have repented and are born again. And then he gives them the Holy Spirit. No, we're just dust because the Bible says we're going to go back to dust. Yeah. We're nothing without him.
Our physical bodies.
Our physical bodies. But we do have a soul that's going to live in either heaven or hell. And that's our free will choice to either serve him and follow after him and be with him in eternal life, or reject him and his truth and the Bible and have weeping and gnashing of teeth and torment forever and ever. That's that free will where that comes in. But tell you what, good questions you have. Send us an email. My husband would go and answer any questions that you have.
Okay.
So you said you believe in God?
Yeah.
There's more than that.
I just think that there's probably some element of predetermination of our reality.
Well, God does know the beginning and the end.
Like for example, us as people, we had no control over us being born. We were just spit out here.
Correct.
As how we look, how we are.
Right.
Certain traits.
God created all things.
Yeah, certain traits we inherit, we had no control over it.
Amen, right.
It's almost as if there's an element of predetermination there.
Well, God did create us, and he knows all things. So he knows the beginning from the end, who will serve him, who won't. Is that, that what you mean? Tell you what, if you want to go deeper, because I know we're out here and it's kind of hard to hear. If you want to go deeper, my husband would be happy to email with you.
Okay.
It's on there. It's don'tperish@outlook.com.
Yeah.
Send us an email and he'll help you with that. What's your first name?
Ryan.
Ryan?
Okay,
I'm Amit. Just mention where you met us. Send an email and he'd be happy to help you out.
Okay.
All right, thanks for talking. It was good.
Thank you.
Test yourself to the Word of God. You know, the truth is in the Bible. That's where you're going to get your truth. Uh-huh.